Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
After examining the prologue of 1 John, the prologue is verses 1 through 4 of chapter 1. Also known as the introduction. But after examining the prologue, we come to a second section of three verses that tells us something of the essence of Christianity and tells us that God's children reflect the nature of their Heavenly Father. You know, I suppose, that 1 John contains a number of birthmarks of a true Christian. And here's one of them. True Christians reflect their Father. True Christians resemble, there's a good word, true Christians resemble their Heavenly Father. We are certainly not totally like Him. In fact, the more we are drawn close to Him, the more we realize how far short we fall of His holiness, His purity, His righteousness, and His perfections. We feel ourselves farther and farther in some senses from Him, but that's only a matter of getting closer to Him and getting closer to the light. The closer you are to the light, the more the light shines upon your imperfections, and so the imperfections you did not see before now become more apparent to you, and you see more and more imperfections, but actually that is a result of drawing closer to God, and it is a result of the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit actually removing imperfections and conforming us more to the image of Jesus Christ. And so Christians resemble God. We are not identical to God. We do not have a perfect likeness, a perfect resemblance. But there is a relationship, a discernible relationship. Christians resemble God. And that's the heart of what John is telling us in 1 John 1, 5 through 7. We'll talk about it further on this Friday, January 19. And thank you so much for considering the financial costs of maintaining the Beacon Broadcast on this station. Well, here are the verses we are looking at. 1 John 1, 5. This is the message which we have heard from Him and declare to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sins. The essential message which John delivers in verse 5 is of the essential nature of God. God is light. That's what He's like. He's holy. He's pure. He's true. The sober warning in verse 6 is to those who profess Christ, those who say that they have fellowship with Him but walk in darkness. And when that is the case, when our lifestyle blatantly contradicts our profession of sonship with God, then the truth of the matter is we are not telling the truth. We are not the children of God. Our walking in darkness tells the truth. Our walking in darkness gives the true story. We are no children of God at all. We are still in darkness. We are in the domain of darkness. We are under the the sway of the Prince of Darkness. We need to be rescued out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of light, because those who are the true children of God resemble their Heavenly Father. We walk in the light, not in darkness. But that brings us, therefore, to a welcome assurance in verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Here's a welcome assurance. It begins with a necessary condition, but it continues with a blessed promise. And what is the necessary condition? If we walk in the light as he is in the light. In other words, if our manner of life is generally a godly lifestyle, we walk in the light. Our manner of life, our conduct, our behavior is characterized by light, by purity, by truth, by divine life. It is a life regulated by truth. It is a life that loves what God loves and hates what God hates. It is a life that demonstrates that we know God. It is, in many cases, just the polar opposite of what we saw in the previous verse about those who say that they have fellowship with him but walk in darkness. The walking in darkness reveals the truth about who we are, not what we say, but what we demonstrate. Reveals the truth. We're not saved by what we do or don't do, but the way we live is a manifestation of who we truly are. Because those whom God saves, he changes. Those who God draws unto himself, he draws into the light. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. So if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, that's a different story. If we walk in the light, that's a godly lifestyle, and have a godly affinity, we walk in the light as he is in the light, God who is light by nature, God who is in light, in other words, God who dwells in an atmosphere of light which surrounds him. And those who share his life walk in the light. They reflect the power of God's righteousness within them. They are drawn to the light. I don't know if this is a good illustration or not, but we all know that if you hang a light bulb outside on a summer day, you insects are going to be drawn to the light. That's their nature. There are other creatures that will shun the light. We've got some, occasionally see some coyotes run through the woods in our backyard. They never are drawn to the light. They seem to try to stay away from it. They want to hide in the shadows. They want to be in darkness. That's their nature. But the insects, at least certain insects, are drawn to the light. It's their nature. Now, that's what John is saying here. He's saying that salvation involves a change in nature. It's more than just having your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It involves a change. Things are different now. Something happened to me when I gave my heart to Jesus, says the chorus. Things are different now. I was changed. It must be since I gave my heart to him. Things I loved before have all gone away. Things I love once more have come to stay. Things are different now. Something happened that day when I gave my heart to him. Well, that's exactly what John is saying here. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, if we walk in the light, if we have this affinity with him because God is light, then we are demonstrating that we indeed have experienced the new birth. We indeed have been given a new heart. We now have a new direction in life. We have new desires. That shows up in our life. There's only one sphere of communion with God, namely the light. Now, God cannot, he will not, but he cannot alter the condition of fellowship. To do so, he would have to cease to be what he is. God is light. So if you're going to be drawn into communion with God, drawn into fellowship with God, then you are going to be drawn into the light. Now, for that to happen, there has to be a change of nature. Because those who are children of darkness, if they get pulled into the light, they'll be destroyed. But those who have been made children of the light by the transforming power of the Holy Spirit of God, they are drawn into the light, and the further into the light they are drawn, the more they delight in that position. They enjoy communion with God because it's a reflection of the nature that God has created within him. Some people want fellowship with God on their terms and insist upon it and declare that it is so. I am a child of God no matter what I do, no matter what I say, no matter how I live, and you have no right to judge me. Well, I beg to differ with you. The Bible does tell us to be discerning in our judgments, starting with ourselves and being harder on ourselves than anybody else. But, dear friend, the issue is not what others say and think about you. The issue is, what does God say and think about you? And you are terribly deceived if you think that you are a Christian, but there's nothing in your life to reflect the light. You want fellowship on your terms, but God admits no one to fellowship except on his terms. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sins. And so the necessary condition is walking in the light. The blessed promise is we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. The blessed promise is a godly connection and a godly cleansing. For those who walk in the light, here's what I can tell you about yourself. You have a godly connection. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. Fellowship with God. Fellowship with other believers. What a wonderful, wonderful, blessed promise. We have a godly connection. This is true of all of those who are walking in the light. And we have a godly cleansing. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. The blood of Christ, a metonym, of course, for his atoning death. The death of Jesus Christ avails to cleanse us from all sin. It cleanses us. Present tense, ongoing, repeated cleansing. All sin, no limit. Now, when I see those bumper stickers that I occasionally see that say, Christians aren't perfect, they're just forgiven, I cringe a little bit. On the one hand, I know that the statement is true. Those who are truly saved are not perfect and do sin, and yet the promise is the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, keeps on cleansing us from all sin, repeatedly, every sin, no limits, praise God. But I also shudder a little bit because I'm afraid that in some cases that person is trying to excuse a lifestyle of darkness. I'm a Christian, but you can't say I'm not. Don't judge me by my walking in darkness. Christians aren't perfect, just forgiven. I claim forgiveness even though my lifestyle shrieks of darkness. Wrong. There's no promise of cleansing for those who walk in darkness, only for those who walk in the light. May God seal these truths to every soul. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.